the football club that revived a city. It was a pleasant spring evening in Wrexham, Wales, and I was wandering through the grounds of St Giles Church looking for the grave of Elihu Yale, the founder of Yale University, whose legendary tombstone reads, "Much good, some ill, he did." So hope all's even. Distracted, I didn't notice a group of seven young lads who'd snuck up on me. As they surrounded me, their leader, no older than 11 years old, approached me and we locked eyes. "Do you support Wrexham?" he asked. "Up the turf," I replied, echoing the local club's motto. An uproarious cheer rose among them, and they ran off laughing. The welcome in Wrexham is often colourful and sometimes a little unorthodox, but the conversation never takes long to land upon football, especially these days. Just 2 days earlier, Wrexham AFC, one of the oldest professional football teams in the world, had fought back from a 1-0 deficit to secure promotion into the English Football League, following a 15-year exile in one of the UK's lowest and least glamorous football divisions. As the final whistle sounded, thousands of supporters flooded the pitch. Its two Hollywood owners, Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, burst into tears, and fans parted late into the night in scenes not seen here for decades. For a formerly down-on-its-luck coal mining community in northern Wales that lives and breathes football, you couldn't have scripted a more perfect fairy tale ending. Thanks to the area's abundant coal deposits, Wrexham grew from a small market town to a major mining centre during and after the Industrial Revolution, with 18,000 people once employed in the area's 38 pits. Evidence of these more prosperous times still marks Wrexham's city centre, which radiates from the towering St Giles' Church, one of the Seven Wonders of Wales, and whose 135-foot Gothic spire offers views across the city's medieval street pattern and half-timbered buildings. Tragically, in 1934, an explosion and subsequent fire at Graysford Colliery claimed the lives of 266 men. The so-called Graysford disaster sparked the beginning of the end for Wrexham's coal. One by one, the mines closed, with the last in 1986. As the fortunes of the town started to diminish, so did those of the football club. In 2011, local fans heroically raised over £100,000 in just 7 hours to save the club from expulsion from the league. From this, the Wrexham Supporters Trust took full control of the club, and fans demanded the highest standards from prospective future buyers. Those standards were finally met by Reynolds and McElhenney, who convinced the trust to let them buy the club in November 2020. Thanks to the Hollywood duo's tremendously popular docu-series, Welcome to Wrexham, which details the pair's first season running the club, hundreds of thousands of people around the world, many of whom don't even follow football, have become Wrexham AFC fans. This unlikely phenomenon has not only triggered a tourism boom in a place few travellers used to visit, but is simultaneously helping to revitalise all things Wrexham.